奉主耶稣圣名继续我们安息日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue this afternoon Sabbath service.
我们请起立唱诗一百八十首。
Please rise and sing hymn 180.
跪下来祷告哈。
Now we're going to all kneel down and pray.
主耶稣说：“信而受洗，必然得救。”
And Jesus says that if you believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
而且信的能赶鬼，而且能说新方言。
And if you believe, you could cast out demons, and then you could speak in the new tongue.
所以祷告的时候会说方言。会讲灵言
so、
是神的应许
when you pray in tongue and then you could in Holy Spirit it's a promise of God
我们早上都用悟性祷告
and this morning we pray in common
帮助慕道朋友了解教会跟神
and so that this will help the true seekers to understand the teachings of church and God
下午我们用灵言来祷告。
And this afternoon we will pray in Holy Spirit.
在本会受洗接受圣灵的都会讲灵言。
And whoever that was baptized in our church and received Holy Spirit will speak in tongue.
第一次跟我们参加聚会的，如果你愿意热心去追求。
And those of you that came for the first time, if you want to pursue this,
神有时候会将他的灵赐给还没有受洗的人。
And sometimes God would descend His spirits on those that's not baptized.
所以我们跪下来的时候说，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
So when you kneel down, just say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
内心、嘴里感谢神，那嘴里接着念哈利路亚赞美神。
And then in your heart, you want to thank God, and you wanted to, and on your mouth, you wanted to praise God.
我们本来不知道如何祷告
And we didn't know how to pray before.
神的灵亲自为我们用不住的叹息来代替我们祷告
And God's spirit is using unspoken words to pray for us.
因为神的灵知道神要给我们什么
And
神的灵也知道我们应该跟神求什么
And because God's spirit knows that what God needs to give us andHe also knows that what we should pray to God about.
所以讲灵言的不一定知道自己在讲什么。
So, whoever speaks in tongue may not necessarily understand what he's speaking.
但是神的灵在感动他，在帮助他祷告。
God's Spirit is touching him and is helping him pray.
祷告本来就是跟神在灵里沟通。
And when you pray, you're communicating with God in spirit.
所以神的灵亲自帮你祷告，那神亲自来垂听。
And when the God is praying for you, and He's listening to you.
所以第一次参加本会的，第一次来参加聚会的，啊，我们也一起跪下来祷告。
And if we have any true seekers for the first time or any visitors, we invite you to join us in prayer.
我们也求神的灵继续带领我们下午的聚会。
And we will ask God's Spirit to continue to guide this afternoon service.
啊，同时保守我们的脚步。
And also to guard our steps.
让我们可以喜喜乐乐的来，平平安安的回家。
And so that we could joyfully come, and joyfully leave.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
我们早上讲到主耶稣。设立教会的目的是要让世间的重罪人得救。
And this morning we talked about that the purpose of establishing church by Jesus is to save all mankind.
所以主耶稣来为我们留下宝血，洗去我们的罪。
So Lord Jesus came to this earth and died for us and shed His precious blood.
他在升天之前给教会两大使命。
And before He resurrected, He gave two big missions to the church.
那两大使命是今天教会必须执行也必须做到的。
And these two missions is to be executed by the churches today and must be accomplished.
那两大使命就是教会让人得救的一个步骤跟方法。
And these are the process and the steps on how a church is to save people.
所以我们再次来看这两大使命，我们看马太福音二十八章。
So let's re-examine these two missions and let's turn to Matthew
二十八章
chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章
Matthew chapter 28.
十八节
verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”十九节
verse 19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节
verse 20,
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这边我们来看哈，这是天上地下所有的权柄都给了耶稣基督了。
And over here we could see thatall the authority in heaven and earth has been granted to Lord Jesus.
那这些权柄的目的是要把以前来到世间的这些人，因为犯罪的这些人带回去神那边。
And the purpose of the authority is to come to the world and whoever that sinned previously and was to take him and bring it back to God.
所以这个权柄是从神来的。
So this authority comes from God.
那个神是万有的创造者。
And He's the creator of everything.
他是生命的源头。
And He's the beginning of life.
所以从他来的，要叫那些罪人再回到神那边去。
And whoever comes from Him, will tell the sinners be returned back to Him as well.
所以借着基督来传。
Through Christ, this was preached.
那基督要升天了。
And Christ was to be resurrected.
把这个重大的使命交给教会。
And so this important task was given to the church.
第一个使命施洗。
And the first mission was to baptize.
很多教会在让人进入教会的时候，都会要求他们施洗。
And many churches before.They granted a mission to an individual is to request them to be baptized.
那我们暂且不谈这个受洗完全不完全，暂时不谈这个受洗符不符合神的要求。
And let's not talk about whether this baptism really it's logical to God's teachings or not.
我们来谈这个第二大使命。
And let's talk about the second mission.
耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And Jesus says, whatever I commanded you, please tell them to obey.
这是对十一个门徒来讲。
And this is to the 12 disciples. 十一个。To the 11 disciples.
有一个已经走了，那个已经犯罪了。
And one of them has departed them, because he committed sins.
所以，这个吩咐是什么？
And so what is this commandment?
那这个丰富跟我们的得救有关，因为如果教会不教我们这个丰富，我们如果不谨守这个丰富，我们就会跌倒。
And this commandment has direct correlation to us being saved, because if the church does not tell us that, we will fall and sin.
那所以早上我们在说，耶稣说，称呼我主啊主啊，不能都进天国，唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
So this morning we talked about whoever calls me Lord, Lord would not be saved necessarily, but those that need to be saved has to obey my commandments.
啊，所以主耶稣的吩咐就是在吩咐我们怎么去了解天父的旨意，我们怎么去遵行天父的旨意。
So Lord Jesus commanded us on how to observe and obey God's commandment.
啊，所以耶稣在说他来的时候，他所讲的吩咐是从哪里来的
？And so this Jesus once again, came and says that, where's his teachings are from.
我们来看一下约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章四十九节。
John chapter 12, verse 49.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。五十节。
Verse 50.
我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。所以这边呢、啊，耶稣说：“我来所吩咐你们的，不是我自己，不是耶稣自己讲，是天父要他讲的。”
Jesus says that for I have not spoken, it's not my own authority, but my of heavenly Father.
从父来的是一个命令。
And so he re-emphasized that this is a commandment.
那个命令必须要执行。
And the commandment must be executed.
所以道成肉身。定死十字架，所有这些目的就是要来执行天父的命令，执行天父的吩咐。
So he came down, he was made into flesh form, he was crucified on the cross, and all of this is to execute God's commandments.
主耶稣本身就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus himself is the truth, the way, and the life.
但是他来传讲道理的时候，他说那个道理是父叫他讲的。
And but when he came to the world, he says that this teaching, the way, it's what God has commanded me.
不是凭着他个人的意思。
It is not on my own will.
父要他怎么讲，他就怎么讲。
So whatever the Father told him to say, he will say it.
所以他说，父的命令就是永生，就是永远的生命。
So he says the Father's commandment is everlasting life.
所以今天教会要传讲的就是这一份。吩咐这一份命令。
So what the church wants to teach today is this commandment and this life.
所以那是一个永生的吩咐，一个永生的命令。
And so this is an eternal commandment, an eternal life.
所以主耶稣来照着这个讲。
So Jesus was going by the script.
将来审判的时候就照着耶稣所讲的，要知道你们有没有遵行。
And so later on, when judgment day comes, that this will be based on quoting what Jesus teaches, if you obey them or not.
所以在四十八节最后就说，我所讲的在末日要审判他。
And the second part of verse 48 says that whatever I say, I should speak, I would have judgment at the end.
所以到最后来的时候
，So when the time comes,
这些话就是。天父的旨意嘛。
And all these words are God's will.
所以在最后审判的时候，耶稣要看你有没有遵行天父旨意。
So during judgment, Jesus will want to see if you've been obeying the commandments of God or not.
所以信仰必须天天主啊主啊，但是也要遵行天父旨意。
But in faith, you should say, Lord, Lord, daily, but at the same time, you have to follow his commandments.
所以信仰不是单凭一个嘴巴。
So faith is not just based on your mouth.
还要有那个真正的行动，把神的话行出来。
You would need to have true actions to act out the words of God.
所以这些使命交给十一个使徒。
So these missions are handed over to the apostles.
这些使徒一代一代传下来，传到我们的手上。
So from generation after generation, and these were passed on to our hands.
这些吩咐以后要来看我们有没有守出来。
And so these commandments will later on determine whether we follow them or not.
所以教会有没有教导这个吩咐。
And whether the church has been practicing its teaching.
教会如果没有教导这个吩咐，那去了那种教会没有用，因为到时候审判的时候你没有办法面对那个审判。
And if the church has not been teaching these scriptures, so it's useless at the end because there's no guidelines what to follow.
因为你不知道那个吩咐是什么。
Because you don't know what the commandments are.
你不知道要遵行什么。
You don't know what and what you should follow.
也就是说你不知道天父的旨意是什么，你怎么去遵行。
And you don't know what the will of God, then how can you follow them?
所以这些人就不能进神的国。
So these people will not be able to enter into the kingdom
of God. 所以今天在教会谁来教导这些主的吩咐。
And so in church, who is supposed to teach these Jesus' teaching?
谁来教导天父的旨意。
And who is supposed to teach the will of God?
教会的工人。
And these are the holy workers of church.
早上我们说那些单称呼主啊主啊不能都进天国。
And this morning we said that whoever cries out, Lord, Lord, may not all enter into heaven.
那些人是信徒。
And these are members.
其实不只是信徒。
And not only they're members.
就算工人单单称呼主啊主啊不遵行天父旨意。也是不能进天国。
And even workers and whoever called Lord, Lord, but not follow commandments will not be able to enter heaven.
所以我们再次来看马太福音七章。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 7 again.
马太福音七章。
Matthew 7.
22节
Verse 22.
马太福音七章二十二节
Matthew chapter 7 verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗
And many will say to me in that day Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name
所以这边在讲到有很多工人
And over here, it clearly states that there are many workers.
那一日就是审判的那一日。
So that day is the judgment day.
他说必有许多人，就是有很多人。
And then it says that many will say, that means there are a lot of people.
这些工人怎么讲？
And what did these workers say?
我奉耶稣的名在传道，奉耶稣的名在赶鬼，甚至在行异能啊。
And then it says, Lord, we have prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your names, and done many wonders in your name.
这么多人当神的工人。
And so many workers under God.
在为主做工。
And they're working for the Lord.
但是到最后耶稣怎么讲他们。
But at the end, what did Jesus say to them?
23节。
Verse 23.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then I would declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
那我们来思考，当工人的已经可以赶鬼，甚至行异能了。
And so we should think about this, that these are workers who could cast out demons.And they could perform many wonders.
那为什么到最后主耶稣不认他们？
And how come at the end, Jesus does not know them?
主耶稣说他们是作恶的种类。
And because Jesus says that these are the deeds of the evil ones.
什么叫作恶的种类？
And what are the deeds of the evil ones?
属鬼魔的叫作恶的。
And when you belong to the devil, you are the deeds of the evil ones.
所以这些人是不属神的。
So these people does not belong to God.
他们所传的耶稣接不接受？
And whatever they preached, does Jesus accept that or not?
耶稣不接受。
And he doesn't accept it.
耶稣说我不认识你们。
Jesus says that I don't know you.
其实耶稣不认识，认识不认识？
And does Jesus really know them?
耶稣认识他们。
Of course he does.
耶稣知道他们是作恶的。
And he knows that they're the ones that's committing evil.
所以现在耶稣认识我们。
So now Jesus knows us.
但是有那么一天，如果耶稣说不认识你们的时候，
and if this one day that Jesus will say to you, I don't know you,
就是在审判的时候，如果耶稣说我不认识你们，
and that will be on judgment day, and when Jesus say that, I don't know you,
那个时候就是说天国你没有份，
and at the time it's declared to you that you have no part in heaven.
你只有进入鬼的国度了。
You could only enter the kingdom of the demons.
你没有生命了。
You have no life in you.
你只有死亡了。
You only have death.
所以一个信仰，我们要来好好的来思考。
So we should really think about our faith.
在教会当信徒。
And you're a member in the church.
在教会当工人。
And you're a holy worker in the church.
这个信仰到最后，主耶稣认不认我？
And with this faith, would Jesus know us at the end or not?
这些人，这些信徒，这些工人也称呼主啊，主啊，他们也受洗，甚至为神在做圣工，在他们感觉上，他们觉得是这样。
These people, these members, and these holy workers, they all baptized and working for the Lord.
如果照一般事实的话来说，没有功劳要苦劳吧。
And if according to a saying that if you don't have any mighty achievements, you have hard labor.
那为什么到最后耶稣不接受他们呢？
Then how come at the end Jesus does not recognize them?
为什么耶稣不让他们进天国？
And Jesus will not let them enter heaven.
这些工人也在称呼主啊，主啊。
And these workers are always calling Lord, Lord.
不只在称呼主啊，主啊，他们也奉主的名在做工。
And then not only they calling out Lord, Lord, they are doing holy work in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们都没进天国啊。
But they are not allowed to enter into heaven.
不是一个两个，耶稣说必有很多个。
It's not only one or two, but there are many.
所以这些信徒和工人受洗。
And these workers, they are baptized.
在教会。
They are in church.
为什么不让他们进天国？
Why can't they enter into heaven?
因为他们单受洗。
Because they are baptized.
他们单称呼主。
And then they're calling out the name Lord.
就算他们做了工人，
and then even if they are holy workers,
他们还是没有遵行天父旨意。
They did not follow any commandments.
因为到最后得救的就是唯独遵行天意的才能进去。
Because at the end, whoever is saved has to follow commandments.
牧师也好，传道也好，谁都好，没有遵行天意的、天父旨意的，不能进去。
And it doesn't matter whether you're a reverend or a pastor, whoever does not follow following commandments, you will not be allowed to enter.
所以这些工人他们可能觉得自己在做圣工。
So these holy workers thinking that they're working for God.
做圣工好，为主在做圣工。
And they're doing holy work for the Lord.
其实耶稣坦白告诉他们说，你们做的是恶工，你们为魔鬼在做工。
And then so Jesus actually tells them that what are you doing are evil. You're working for the devil.
所以从我这边我们来看，是不是信而受洗的都得救？
So from this we could analyze that, is it true that whoever believes will be saved?
是不是去的每一个教会都让人得救？
And is it true that every church will let you be saved?
我们发觉不是。
And then we realize this is not the case.
从旧约到新约到审判的时候，
From Old Testament to New Testament until judgment time.
以色列人走旷野，如果不遵行天父旨意，如果不守神的诫命，还是倒。
And the Israelites who walked in the wilderness, if they don't follow commandments at the end, they will fall as well.
现在教会的工人如果不遵循天父旨意，到最后也是倒。
And even the holy workers in church today, if they don't follow commandments, they will fall as well.
所以我们要去找到一个教会啊。
So we have to find a church.
能把主的吩咐交给我们。
And that could give us the commandments of the Lord.
我们必须要找到一个教会，让我们知道说，遵循天父旨意是一定要的，那是一个命令，那是一个永生的应许。
And we have to find a church who tells us that we have to obey the commandments of the Lord because this is eternal life and this is a promise.
啊，所以那一种一般的论调，任何教会，哪一间教会都是神设立的，都能让人得救的，不是圣经的教训。
And so whoever claims that they have the teaching for you to be saved.Does not necessarily belong, to the teaching in the Bible.
也没有说拿着圣经站在讲台的，讲的必然都是天父要他讲的。
And whoever that's holding a Bible and speaking, on the pulpit would not. It's not necessarily what he's speaking what God want him to speak.
也不一定说都是主吩咐他讲的。
And this is not necessarily what the Lord commanded him.
所以我们在信仰上我们要很小心。
So.In our faith, we have to be very careful.
我们去的教会有没有在执行这两大使命？
So the churches that we're attending, are they executing these two missions?
我们去的教会给我们的施洗是蒙神悦纳的吗？
And the churches that we're attending, the baptism that we receive, is it pleased by God?
我们去的教会所教导的到最后是让我们遵循天父旨意吗？
And then the teachings that at the church that we're attending, is it to teach us to follow God's commandments?
到最后审判的时候，耶稣会说：“哎，你是我喜悦的，到天国来吧。”会吗？
So on judgment day, would Jesus say that you are the one I'm pleased with? Please come to heaven.
所以这个教会的两大使命非常重要。
So these two missions for the church is very important.
你今天必须去找一个教会，要真的遵行这两大使命。
You have to find a church that's truly practicing these two.
这是主耶稣升天前特别秉着天下地上所有的权柄特别颁布的使命。
And this is the law that was issued.By Lord Jesus Christ himself before he resurrected to heaven.
颁给十一个门徒。
And then he gave this to the 11 disciples.
其实给所有世上的众教会。
And actually to all the churches in the world.
这两大使命就是今天教会的使命。
So these two missions are the two missions that we have in church.
主耶稣没有再颁布其他的使命了。
Lord Jesus did not offer any other commandments.
一直到主耶稣再来，一直到世界的末了。
So until the second coming of Jesus and until the end of the days.
这两大使命就是教会的使命。
And these are the two important missions of the church.
不能增加。
You cannot add anything.
哦，还另外做一些这使命之外的。
You cannot add anything in addition to these two missions.
哦，另外讲一些这圣经之外的。
And then if you talk about anything other than the Bible,
所以不能增加,
you cannot add anything,
也不能减少,
and then you cannot subtract anything,
因为这是神来的命令,
because this is the commandments from God.
以后就从这个来决定我们能不能得救。
So this will determine whether we can be saved.
没有权利增加, 也没有权利减少。
There's no authority added, or there's no authority taken away.
那是神天父要主耶稣讲的。
And this is what the God, our heavenly Father, wanted Jesus to say.
所以你今天去找了教会，如果能遵循这两大使命
，So if you could find a church that followed these two teachings,
那是一个让人得救的教会。
And this is a church that will let you be saved.
你如果今天去找到的教会根本在这方面不太重视
，And if you find a church that does not emphasize on these two things.
那教会有问题。
And so that this church will have some problems.
那不是神设立的。
This is not established by God.
那个教会就是到最后，耶稣说：“我不认识你们，你们是作恶的种类。”
And this church at the end, Jesus would declare that I don't know you because you're the seeds of evil.
因为那是一种假教会。
And because this is a false church.
假教会让人觉得他会得救，信徒去了觉得会得救，但是到最后没有得救。
A false church is to let members believe that they will be saved, but at the end, this is not the case.
所以神借着基督钉死在十字架上，用他的身体来设立一个教会。
So God through Christ was crucified on a cross.And with this body, another church was established.
我们今天要去找一个真教会。
We have to find a true church.
也就是找到基督的身体。
And we have to find the body of Christ.
那个基督的身体不是人造。
And this body of Christ is not made by man.
不是人设立的。
It's not established by man.
也不是说那个教会有好几万人必然得救，不是这个样子。
It does not say that this church have over tens and thousands of membership and they will be saved.
圣经里面借着教会让人得救的道理，不是凭人的想象、凭人的逻辑、凭人的哲学。
And the teachings in the Bible through these churches are not based on theology or philosophy of men.
是凭着天父。的旨意，凭着主耶稣的吩咐。
This is through the commandments and the will of God, and from Jesus Christ.
也凭着一个真教会，把这两大使命实行出来。
And this is through a true church, so these two commandments are practiced.
所以这个真教会在哪里
？So where is this true church?
这个引人到永生的教会在哪里
？And where is this church that will lead men into eternal life?
这个基督的身体在哪里
？And where is this the body of Christ?
马太福音七章
，Matthew chapter seven，
马太福音七章
，Matthew seven，
十三节
，verse thirteen，
马太福音七章十三节
，Matthew seven verse thirteen，
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节
，verse fourteen，
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也很少。所以啊，要进那个窄门。
So you want to enter into the narrow gate.
所以那个窄门是引到永生的。
And this narrow gate will lead you into eternal life.
你要找到那个小路，那个小路也是引到永生的。
And you want to find the narrow way because this narrow way leads to eternal life.
所以那个引到永生的门路就是教会。
So the narrow way that's leading into eternal life is the church.
所以这种教会多不多
？So is there many of these churches?
很少。
And it's only a very few.
耶稣说，找到的人很少。
And Jesus says that there are few who find it.
有那个教会，那个教会很少，那找到的信徒更少。
The church exists, but whoever find it, it's very limited to very few.
所以那是一个真教会，进来那个真教会引人到永远的生命。
So this is a true church, and true church will lead people into eternal life.
所以那些走在宽门大路的
，and whoever walking on a wider and more wider way，
那个你不用找，到处都是
，and you don't need to find it because they're everywhere。
进去的人也很多
，and there are many people who enters it。
所以那就是也是一个教会
，so that's also a church。
大部分的教会都是这种教会
，and many of the churches right now are these church。
宽门大路。
And they have wide gates and open roads.
什么叫宽门大路
？And what does it mean by wide gates and open roads?
没有限制嘛。
And there's no restrictions.
不照主耶稣的吩咐嘛。
They're not following the order of Jesus.
哎，主耶稣说门窄，他说我把门弄宽。
And then Jesus says that the gates is narrow, but they have widened the gates.
主耶稣说，唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进天国。
And Lord Jesus says that whoever follows the commandments will be able to enter heaven.
啊，但是那种教会说，你受洗就进天国。
And then these kind of church says that once you're baptized, you will enter into heaven.
啊，所以在那种教会的工人表面上奉主的名在传福音，但事实上没有让人得救啊。
And these workers are on the surface preaching, are preaching in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.But their teachings will not let people be saved.
啊，很多人很喜欢去那种教会啊。
And there are many people who loves to attend those church.
啊，感觉很舒服啊。
And they feel very comfortable.
其实信仰本身是一个捆绑。
And actually, your faith is actually a torture, a torment, a boundary.
信仰本身是一个重担。
And faith itself is a burden.
但是神要把这个担子放在基督的身上。
And God wants to put this burden on Jesus Christ.
但是没有完全拿掉。
And that it's not removed completely.
让你知道你还带着罪。
And to let you know that you still have sin.
所以你即便你受洗了。
So even if you're baptized,
过去的罪得赦免了。
And your sins are forgiven from the past.
你那个罪性还在。
But the original sin still exists. The sinful nature still exists.
即便你得了圣灵啊。
So even if you receive the Holy Spirit,
你那个情欲还会跟圣灵相争啊。
And your desires will fight against Holy Spirit.
啊，所以不是单受洗啊。
So not only you need to be baptized,
除了完全的受洗之外，还要神天父的旨意，
and,
神的诫命， and, 基督的吩咐，来让我们走到那一份永生。
And besides the complete baptism, you also need the commandments of God and the order of Jesus for you to enter into eternal life.
啊，所以那一种信仰的过程，我觉得是一种束缚，是一种捆绑，但事实上是要把你那份贪拿掉，把你那份罪拿掉。
So that this type of faith is actually a tormented bound that you've been bounded. The reason being is to remove your sin, to remove your lust.
以色列人过红海为什么会倒在旷野？
And why does people that cross the Red Sea have fallen in the wilderness?
因为他不知道神给他的这程度性的一个单是要救他们。
And because that they don't know that the purpose is to have God will wants to save them.
啊，所以以前的人不喜欢这样，所以他们去骂神，去怀疑神。
So people before does not like to hear this, so that they're always mocking and accusing God.
现在的人也一样，现在的教会也一样。
So even the churches now, they're the same way.
人喜欢去教会是一种享受。
And men like to go into church for enjoyment.
不是一种奉献，不是一种牺牲。
And it's not for an offering or for a sacrifice.
所以这些人到最后怎么样？喜欢去走那些宽门大路，因为去了全部都得救啊！所以一面信仰，一面犯罪，他也自得其乐，心安理得啊。
And because they like to walk on the wide open roads, because they can have the faith at the same time and at the same time, they could commit sins.
那些教会允许你今天犯罪，晚上后悔。
And these churches will allow you to commit sin during the daytime, and then you could repent by night.
甚至不后悔也无所谓。
And even if you don't repent, it's okay.
因为他们说你的罪已经被洗清了。
Because they saying that your sin has been forgiven.
这个
has been washed away.
真正的教会。
And this is not a true church.
真正的教会要传导基督的丰富。
And a true church will teach the bountifulness of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣在讲到这些不能让人得救的教会的时候，他说他们是什么？
And so what did Jesus say when he talks about these churches that cannot let people be saved?
今天教会就是羊圈。
Okay, the churches today is the shepherd pen.
里面有很多羊哈。
There are many sheep inside.
那主耶稣是牧人。
And Jesus is the pastor.
啊，所以我们进了基督的身体，就是在基督里面让基督当牧人。
And actually, he's the shepherd. So we enter into Lord Jesus, and he is the shepherd that's leading us.
他是大牧人，他是牧长。
And he's the commanding officer. He's the shepherd.
但是教会里面还有一些小牧人。
And but inside church there are many small shepherds as well.
啊，所以那些奉主的名在做工的，就是教会的牧人。
And so those people that's doing holy work in the name of Lord Jesus, they are the shepherds as well.
所以圣灵立你们做全勤的监督，要牧养神的教会。
So Holy Spirit have commanded you to be a guardian of the church.
所以那个牧养教会的目的要做什么？
And what's the purpose for pastoring the church?
防止外面的豺狼进来。
And to prevent other wild animals from entering in.
防止教会传出不符合神的道理。
And it's to prevent church teaching unorthodox teachings.
所以那个羊要进一个教会要从哪边进去？
So the sheep, once entering into church, where he should go in from?
那个工人要进一个教会要从哪边进去？
And what about the holy worker? Where should they come in from?
我们来看一下约翰福音十章。
So let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章
John chapter 10
一节
Verse 1
约翰福音十章一节
John chapter 10 verse 1
我实实在在的告诉你们人进羊圈不从门进去倒从别处进去那人就是贼就是强盗第二节
Verse 2
从门进去的才是羊的牧人这边在讲什么
And what is this saying here?
在讲一个教会
It's talking about a church
那个教会不从门进去
and the church that you don't enter from the front door
那个教会本身哈不从门进去
and the church itself would not enter from the front from the front gate
那个教会的工人也不从门进去
and the holy worker would not enter from the gate as well
从别处爬进去
and they'll climb in from other places
那个就是所谓的旁门左道不根据圣经的道理
and this is the side pathway and it's not according to the scripture
耶稣说那些人是谁
and what did Jesus say about these people
那些人就是贼就是强盗
and these are thieves and robbers
从门进去的才是羊的牧人
And whoever enters from the gate is the shepherd.
那个门就是基督本身嘛。
And the gate is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
也就是在跟我们说，你要遵守主的教训嘛，遵守主的吩咐嘛。
So it's telling us that you have to follow the teachings and the commandments.
你一个教会不从门进来，不根据主耶稣的吩咐。
And a church does not enter through the gates and does not obey commandments.
贼啊，强盗。
And you are a thief and a robber.
工人就是贼，就是强盗的嘛。
And so, these workers are thieves and robbers.
那个教会就是贼船的嘛。
And these are pirate ships.
不是末世得救的方舟。
And this is not the ark at the end times that will let you be saved.
啊，所以为什么贼跟强盗要出现在羊圈
？So why does the thieves and robbers will appear in the sheepfold?
贼来的目的要做什么
？And what is the purpose for them coming here？
为什么他们要出现在羊圈
？Why will they be inside the sheep pen？
因为这个羊圈里面的羊是神借着基督拯救来，要让他们得救。
And because the sheep inside are saved through Jesus, and that they will be saved。
啊，所以会得救的就在这羊圈里面。
So whoever that's being saved will be in the sheep pen.
所以在羊圈外的本来就不得救，所以这些人不需要去麻烦去那边做什么。
And so the anybody that's outside would not be saved, so they shouldn't be fumbling and working about.
所以这些工人就不需要去对付那些了。
So the holy worker does not.
那不是 holy worker， 就是他们自认在做工的。
The workers cannot would not necessarily be directing their attention to these people.
为什么会是作恶的种类？
And why are they the sons of devil, the evil doers?
因为他们在为魔鬼做工。
And because they're working for the devil.
所以这些人也在教会，因为羊圈才有得救的羊嘛，才有得救的生命。
And because these people are inside church, because only a sheep pen could be saved.
那他们来要做什么呢？
And what's their purpose of coming in?
十章十节
and chapter 10 verse 10
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来的是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛
and the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
这个就是今天教会末世教会所遇到的问题。
And so this is the problems that the churches at end time are facing.
在教会里面已经有狼了。
And in church, there are sheep, there are wolves.
来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And to kill and to steal and to destroy.
那些人就是作恶的工人。
And these peoples are the evil doers, the workers of evil doers.
他们自己知不知道?
And do they know it themselves?
我想他们应该不知道。
And maybe they don't know it.
他们如果知道在审判的时候就不敢去跟耶稣讲说我奉你的名在传道在赶鬼在行义呢。
And then if they know it at the judgment time, they would not say to Jesus, I have done all these things under your name.
他们真的认为自己还有功劳啊。
Because they truly believe that they have they accomplished many things.
所以真教会在哪里?
So where's the true church?
真工人在哪里?
And where's the true worker?
找到的人很少。
And whoever find it, it's very few.
我们下次继续来思考这个题目。
So we will continue to think about this topic next time.
我们一起来唱诗157首。
Sing hymn 157.
And
we will thank God to guide our whole day service.
那个已经信而受洗的，我们要好好的思考。
And whoever believes and baptized, we should think about.
当末日主耶稣再来的时候。
And during end time, when the second coming of Jesus.
主耶稣认不认识我们
？And would they recognize us?
我们是进天国的还是下地狱
？And we are allowed to enter into heaven or hell?
对那些慕道的
and for the truth seekers,
甚至第一次到教会的
and even for those who came for the first time,
我们要好好去思考生命是什么
and we should think about what is life,
人的一辈子是什么
and what is the purpose for your life,
教会是什么
what is church,
为什么基督的身体是教会
and why is the body of Christ is church,
有很多值得我们去思考的
and many things we should think about,
都藏在圣经里面。
And it's all hidden in the Bible.
圣经就是神的旨意。
And the Bible is the commandments of God.
就是主的吩咐。
And this is the order of God.
里面藏着永远的生命。
And it's hidden the eternal life inside within.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
So kneel down and pray.